Planet Gaming. It's me, Mars Blackman, and I'm way above the rim, demonstrating some serious hang time.
Hi, this is Alice Russell.
This is Natural Self.
Yo, what's up?
My name's Aaron Jerome.
Hi, this is Omar.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke.
Yo, this is Amp Diddle.
Hey everybody, this is Stephanie McKay.
This is Ho Bibble from Death Freddy's Drop.
With DJ Mars.
Mars.
With Mars.
Mars B.
With Mars Blackman.
Goodbye, Mars.
Salut à tous, le 30e épisode de Hangtime et de sa saison 1 est dans votre poste ou devant votre ordinateur si vous êtes bien confortablement installé devant le grenouille888.org. Seb est devant moi à la table de marque, Mars Blackmon en direct des studios. Ce soir, on va vous faire prendre un peu de hauteur en recevant le projet pharaonique, l'album aux 50 millions de dollars. NASA, North America, South America, et pour commencer, la bande originale de Hair. C'est Aquarius, vous êtes dans Hang Time. Bring it on!
Of Aquarius.
the street, and since it's my choice, I feel that I must speak. Now, I know that you won't listen to little me, but I can't rest unless I get this off my chest. See, the city's my home, the streets where I roam, but still I leave the drugs and the violence alone. So I try to stay in the right frame of mind, although I know some people who might say that I'm crazy and lazy for not breaking out. But the city has soul, and that's what I'm about. I have an appetite that must be fed, no longer blind and being led. Kind of freedom that you can buy, my bank won't lend me yet, but still I get by and even smile. So don't judge me by the color of my skin. My blood runs as deep as yours runs red, so you can see it ain't over yet, which takes me out of the rack. The choice is mine. With my ordinary joy and pain inside, I try to get by, and I ain't gonna live yet.
Voilà, après cette petite douceur, It Ain't Gonna End Yet, Néné Cherry. Néné Cherry, un des featuring que vous ne retrouverez pas malheureusement sur donc le premier album de NASA, North America, South America exactement, projet pharaonique. Alors on va pas vous reparler des chiffres, hein. Les Inrock avaient balancé le chiffre astronomique de 50 millions de dollars pour pouvoir produire ce premier album. Alors évidemment la première question à se poser concernant ce projet, c'est mais comment ont-ils bien pu faire deux gars venus de nulle part qui s'appellent Squeak Eklim et DJ Zegon, qui sortent un album qui tient du fantasme absolu. Alors tenez-vous bien, Tom Waits, David Byrne, Chuck D, Seo George, Kanye West, Lick et Kai, Method Man, Reza, E-40, Joe Frusciante, Sizzla, Amanda Blanc, même le fantôme d'Old Dusty Bastard, George Clinton, Q-Bert, Mia, Cool Kids, Punk Rock, et encore réunis sur une même galette. Bon, on se rend vite compte que quand même que Squeak est le frangin de Spike Jonze et que donc il a déjà bossé avec pas mal d'artistes et donc a amassé pas mal de pépettes pour lui permettre de mettre à bien le projet. Zegon, lui, c'est le petit skater brésilien ultra hype passé à la prod. Bon, bah, quand on voit cette ribambelle écrite sur la pochette, on n'y croit pas trop. Et puis finalement, ça s'avère assez bien ficelé. même franchement cohérent. C'est rock, disco, électro, boule à facettes, techno, baile, reggae, cuivre, tout y passe. Même si on termine un peu lessivé à la fin, on est ravi du voyage. KRS-One, Fat Lip, par exemple, sur ce premier extrait de l'album de NASA, The Spirit of Apollo, Hip Hop. When rappers walk past the blast, they tiptoe. Your chick know and your click know. The spirit of my sick flow will open your mind really quick, yo. I'ma switch flows while y'all switch clothes and hoes. Then you wonder why Chris close all the shows. I stay on my toes as hip hop grows from the under. Welcome to hip hop culture.
Give me some of that.
Thunder sound and beats and rhythms, and gather round in the cypher to get down. Give it all you got, nigga, putting your shit down. But nowadays it's funny how they don't say shit now. Power to the people pioneering the shit, ripping the mainframe, aiming to get hold of these chips from anonymous tips. Keeping that hip hop ripping when the needle skips and inject soul affection like collagen lips. Polished and perfect for the circuit as the Cadillac dips. Lacing the track makes you wanna take it back, boy. I didn't know you was gon' rock that shit like that, boy. Some skills we never lack. When you got hot shit, they wanna ride Biggie back. But when you laugh, everything fades to black. And that's hip-hop, it'll drive you crazy. Say what?
Baby. Give me some of that. Said a baby, give me some of that. Give me, baby. Good old, good old hip hop. Give me some of that. From the old school,
gotta give me some of that.
You know how we do, it's all so cool. No, yo, you know who I be. It's the FARM.
It's the farmer. Nah, the farmer man ain't coming back, not yet.
Voilà, vous enviolez de l'énergie. What You Doing featuring M.I.A, Spunk Rock et même Santo Gold sur le même morceau. Je vous dis, un album qui tient du fantasme, cet album Spirit of Apollo, produit par nos amis nord-américains et sud-américains que sont NASA. Et bah, c'est avec un grand plaisir qu'on va accueillir la partie nord-américaine du groupe avec monsieur Squeak E. Clean qui est avec nous en direct. Hello! How are you?
I'm very well. Just in New York for a couple of days. Back on tour. Just got back from China.
Okay. Oh, you were in China. Yeah, right. Jamal told me you were in China. So how was it in China?
Oh, it was crazy. The shows were really fun. The kids were crazy. It was cool to check out that part of the world. I've never been there before.
Ok, bon bah ils étaient en Chine, NASA, pour leur tournée. Well, I'm gonna ask you a few questions, of course, translate for the French auditors. So, d'abord la première chose, North America, South America, vous prenez les initiales, ça vous donne NASA. Donc l'Amérique, le Brésil, bah comment et quand ces gars-là se sont rencontrés? Well, North America, South America, America and Brazil, so how and when did you hook up together?
We met in April 2003, and we met actually through some French people. DVNO from the Ed Banger's crew was doing a record with his band Scenario Rock.
Oh, really?
And they were recording in LA, and we were both friends with Mehdi, and went ended up going to a party at his studio, and just there and hit it off, the next day, we end up getting together and making music.
Ok, bah alors ils se sont rencontrés par l'intermédiaire de français, DVNO, Dead Banger, donc Cocorico pour nous. Ils se sont rencontrés au cours d'une soirée, ils ont bien rigolé, ils se sont retrouvés dans un studio, ont commencé à parler d'un projet qu'ils aimeraient faire ensemble, le voilà ce projet. Et puis ils ont commencé, alors ça c'est une anecdote assez intéressante, ils ont commencé ce projet en 2003, hein, et puis les sons que vous entendez, que vous venez d'entendre, quand même 6 ans plus tard, même si l'album s'est produit sur toutes ces années, c'est très frais et ça sonne très moderne par rapport à ce qu'on écoute en ce moment. Alors est-ce qu'ils étaient vraiment en avance sur leur temps, ou est-ce que finalement ça n'a pas beaucoup avancé la musique depuis 6 ans? Well, you began the writing of this album more than 5 years ago, and the sounds are really still fresh. So do you think your sound was way too modern for the year 2003?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, really, like, what we did was we just made music that was from our heart, and music that felt like what we were into, and didn't think too much about you know, being trendy. The most important thing to us was that it was something that felt timeless, didn't have a time stamp on it.
Okay, so alors cet album d'abord qui a été fait, on imagine une énorme pression autour de la liste, avec la liste des featuring que je vais donner tout à l'heure. Donc comment lui il présenterait ça? Est-ce que c'est un album, un rêve de gosse, ou est-ce que c'est une sorte de testament de tout ce qui s'est fait de mieux dans la première décennie du 21e siècle? So I guess it was a lot of pressure around this project. So how would you present this project, as a dream album or as a testimony of the best of the first decade of the 21st century?
I mean, it was a dream album. It was like the album that myself and Zayon had been dreaming about making since we were, you know, 12 years old. And we got to work with all of our favorite musicians, you know, that we grew up listening to, and then all of our favorite musicians that are doing stuff now too.
Ok, bah alors c'est un album rêvé pour eux, puisqu'ils se sont mis à travailler avec tous les musiciens qu'ils admiraient depuis des années. Donc c'est autre chose pour eux, c'était vraiment un grand plaisir. Les gens généralement ont un peu peur quand ils voient sur l'étiquette d'un album toute une série de featuring, et puis là la liste est tellement longue que ça rentre même pas sur le sticker. Est-ce qu'eux aussi ils ont eu finalement cette peur qu'on leur dise bah, vos productions ça vaut rien, ça vaut juste par le featuring qui est derrière, ce qui n'est pas le cas, je vous rassure, l'écoute de l'album vous avez certainement écouté. Well, people seems to be frightening by too many guests on an album, so did you get this fear too?
No, I mean, we tried to, you know, not make the record out of being frightened by anything or fear. Mm-hmm. We just kind of made the, you know, we just did what felt right all the time, and a lot of that was just feeling like reaching out to our favorite musicians and didn't worry too much about, you know, whether people would think that, you know, that there were too many artists or that people didn't fit. In fact, we just tried to be unexpected all the time.
Okay, and all those artists on featuring on your album are a good resume of your musical influences?
I think that we tried not to make the record out of fear, and then I was saying that, you know, like I think both myself and DJ Zagon have a very eclectic taste in music,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's really reflected on the record.
Ok, bah, c'est donc ils n'ont eu aucune peur de faire ce disque, ils ont cherché surtout à n'avoir aucune crainte et à garder l'admiration qu'ils ont pour tous ces musiciens qui reflètent bien l'ensemble des goûts musicaux de Squeak et Zegon en tout cas, puisque bah, on retrouve à la fois des musiciens brésiliens et la grosse artillerie du hip-hop américain bien évidemment. Alors une question paraît évidente, mais est-ce que c'était facile de gérer tous ces égos en même temps et de mettre des artistes aussi différents les uns à côté des autres, comme Tom Waits et Kool Keith par exemple, et est-ce qu'il y avait une part d'improvisation dans ce travail? Well, was it easy to put all those different guys and different egos together, like Tom Waits and Kool Keith on the same track? Was it a part of improvisation?
There wasn't much improvisation, you know, like everything was mostly written before.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the egos, I think, you know, somehow the people we ended up working with just ended up being really fun and cool people that weren't carrying a lot of ego with them. And we really were lucky like that, you know. The hardest part was just getting in touch with people, but once we actually got in touch with people, it generally ended up being a pretty fun and easy creative process.
Ok, bah alors ça s'est plutôt bien passé puisque chacun a apporté sa pierre à l'édifice dans le processus créatif de cet album, donc les égos ont été mis de côté et tout le monde s'est bien amusé. Alors finalement cet album c'est vraiment le rêve devenu réalité. So finally the spirit of Apollo seems the dreams come true, so is it really?
Yeah, it is a dream, it's an adolescent dream come true for us indeed.
So what is next for NASA? Was it just a one-shot group, or how would you do more? After this album, maybe a track with Q-Tip and Barack Obama?
Oh yeah, well Barack Obama played a bunch of instrumentation on the record, but he didn't do any vocals. But we're doing a remix album now.
Okay.
And we're remixing all of our tracks and getting our favorite remixers to do it. We're also, there's a bunch of tracks that were kind of unfinished, like there's one half finished track with CeeLo and another one with Tip the Irie and Dell and Love Fox and a bunch of tracks with another one with De La Soul. So we're gonna probably release like a NASA B-Sides or Lost NASA Tapes record, something like that. And then we're also we're doing a film, which is it's half documentary footage, half the making of the record, and then half animation. We're doing animated music videos and animated bits with all of our favorite visual artists.
Eh ben voilà du travail pour NASA, en tout cas un album de remix à sortir avec d'autres featuring, ceux qu'ils ont peut-être pas eu pu avoir, genre CeeLo, même les gens de De La Soul. Et puis un documentaire sur le making of de cet album qui vaudra, j'en suis persuadé, le coup d'œil. Parce que c'est toujours intéressant de voir les gens travailler en studio et de voir des gens aussi différents le faire. Ça vaudra en tout cas son pesant de cacahuètes. Well, dernière question. Comment on peut défendre son projet sur scène quand on n'a pas tous les featuring et toutes les voix de son album? J'imagine ça doit pas être difficile. Alors à quoi ressemble NASA sur scène? Well, last question. How can you defend this project on stage without all the featurings? And tell us how NASA looks on a live session.
Basically, what we do is we usually have one or two guest vocalists with us at every show.
Okay.
But it's also just like a crazy party rocking DJ set.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us play as two DJs, four turntables. We also actually edit video to everything we play.
Okay.
And control the video with our turntables.
So it sounds good.
The video. And then also we recruit aliens for every show. We get different aliens to come dance with us and and you know they do alien choreography and you know kind of designated dance moves.
Yeah, it's a very visual show.
Yes, it is very visual.
Ok, bah alors sur scène, apparemment ça vaut le coup. 4 platines, les deux DJ qui s'envoient du son les uns les autres. 2 invités à chaque fois, certainement du lourd. Et puis des aliens qui arrivent pour des chorégraphies, des vidéos qui sont passées sur scène. Donc bah, j'espère qu'on verra ça. Any chance to see you in south of France?
I think we're figuring out our summer, but I think we're playing a lot of shows in Europe this summer, so I wouldn't be surprised if we'd be there, you know, sometime in July or August.
Okay, but well, you're welcome in Marseille, in south of France, and thank you very much for your time.
Cool, thank you, man. Good to talk to you.
Okay, and we're wishing you all the best for this project, and feel free to come back in this show anytime with your remix album.
Great, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great night. Bye-bye.
It ain't hard to tell.
Un de nos chouchous sur Hangtime, Taggy Matcher, avec sa nouvelle production. Évidemment, vous avez reconnu sur ce bootleg Nas Ain't Hard to Tell. À suivre une des révélations. On aime ou on n'aime pas. Certains morceaux valent vraiment le coup sur son album qui s'appelle Fearless. C'est Jasmine Sullivan d'ici quelques instants dans Hangtime.
Got me going down. my souvenirs, ain't my memories got me ruining my soul. But if you tell me what I should be offering,
yeah. Up in arms and it looks like fighting. The way it's going now is frightening. Slow it down, slow me down right now. I just wanna be, I just wanna be free. Cause still, love has got a hold on me.
Remarquez comment on fait bien les choses dans Hang Time. On est le 5 mai entre deux ponts. Vous êtes certainement en train de vous reposer là, en vous préparant encore un week-end qui va venir. Alors du coup, on vous presse pas trop, on vous bouscule pas trop. Après le Jasmine Sullivan Fear, vous avez entendu Memories du dernier album de Valdeg, Bedroom Stories. Et ensuite, Ballroom Stories, pardon, vous avez entendu la cover que vous avez certainement reconnue, Everybody Wants to be a Cat, tout le monde veut être un cat, c'est Psap qui a fait ça, suivi de Hold On Me, le Great Stone Mix de Damon Aron, et puis là, Shadow of the Self de K-No-One, c'est l'autre alias, et c'était le premier nom d'artiste de notre ami du label True Thought, Natural Self. Thank you. vous vous rappelez, dans Hangtime, il y a quelques temps, on a reçu un des pionniers de l'histoire du hip-hop qui s'appelait Arabian Prince, bien évidemment. Avec mon compère Seth Swift, on avait fait cette interview qui nous avait beaucoup touché, surtout sur l'approche musicale d'Arabian Prince avant qu'il parte dans le virage gangstar d'NWA. Et il nous parlait d'une époque où, quand on faisait du hip-hop, on faisait de la musique pour s'amuser. Lui, il était au départ dans Bobby Critters, mais après, il a influencé beaucoup de gens, dont deux petits gars à l'époque, un type qui était DJ, qui scratchait comme un démon, qui s'appelait DJ Jazzy Jeff, et avec son grand pote qui s'appelait Fresh Prince, et il nous faisait bien marrer et il nous faisait des morceaux comme celui-là.
Away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello. She said, hey, you're kinda cute. I said, yes, I know, but by the way, sweetheart, what's your name? She said, my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said, my name is the Prince. But she said, why? I said, well, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy. But enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I popped some cash in a little bit of time, showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, hey! I got scared when she started to yell, so I handed her my wallet and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the caught up, they almost beat me to death. I was arrested, charged with aggravated assault. But it wasn't my fault. Well, nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. I was in a bar one Friday night, watching a Mike Tyson fight. I was maxing and relaxing, sipping on tequila, when this girl walked up. She said, hi, my name's Sheila. I responded by saying hello. She paid for my drink and then said,
let's go.
20 minutes later, things were starting to cook. As we pulled up into a house, I said, I'm with you, toots. The music was soft and there was wine in the glasses. She started winking and making little passes at me. She grabbed me close and that's when she got bold. She started feeling up my back. I said, oh, your hands are cold. We went into her bedroom thinking of one thing. Took the off the hook to avoid the annoying ring. I caressed her body and then I kissed her cheek, and that's when I observed those satin bed sheets. I felt that it was time for me to make my move. I thought I better hurry up before I busted the groove. I leaned down to kiss her, but then out of the blue, a door slammed and a voice said,
baby, where are you?
My boyfriend busted in, he grinned an evil grin and said,
boy, I'ma tear your butt limb from limb.
I was scared as hell, where was I supposed to go? I just yelled, Geronimo, jumped out the window. We were in a snowstorm and all I had was my underwear on to keep me warm. And to top the night off, I had to break in my place because my keys were in my pants back on Sheila's bookcase. I was done sneezing and coughing. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away.
I don't know, man. I don't think they're really with it, man. I think you should give them another example. All right, give me a scratch. It's making funky right here.
I got a ring on my phone, May 5th last year. It was my girlfriend, Betty. I said, hello, dear. I was just about to call you. I got a couple tickets to the Run DMC concert.
I'm ready.
It's 6 o'clock now. At 8, will you be ready?
Yeah.
All right, fine. See you then, Betty. I combed my hair, washed and brushed my teeth. Got funky, fresh dressed, and Molly Cox for a teeth. Got the Betty's at 8. I was ready to jet until Betty's mom said, Betty's not ready yet. I sat there for at least an hour. It was 10 after 9 before she got in the shower. 9:35, she comes downstairs and said, I need a little longer to finish my hair.
At 10 o'clock, we had Ben miss the show. She comes downstairs and says, let's go. Go where? Go to sleep. I'm gone. I was steaming like a demon as I drove home, but it just goes to show. Not trying to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme. Just remember my rhyme. Take heed to my rhyme to get the hell away.
Man, first your parents just don't understand.
I know, word, man.
Then you had this crazy nightmare.
Why me? Why me?
What's next?
It's not these girls, man. Well, you know how it is. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Come on, Charlie. Yeah. Sing for Charlie.
Session de Hang Time qui est passée bien vite. On se faisait la réflexion tout à l'heure avec Big Seb, déjà le numéro 30 de cette saison, et encore une heure passée très très vite. Il est déjà plus de 20h. On va laisser la place à nos amis de la 5e colonne sur ce morceau Take It Easy My Brother Charles de Some Trace. Si tout va bien, normalement la semaine prochaine on devrait recevoir en direct et avant sa venue sur Marseille le grand Oxmo Puccino, qui nous a fait le plaisir de nous sortir un album grandissime, L'Arme de Paix, qu'on vous conseille si vous ne l'avez déjà pas, mais je suis persuadé qu'en fidèle de la grenouille, vous l'avez déjà. Demain, vous retrouvez évidemment cette émission sur le podcast de la grenouille, www.grenouille888.org, l'adresse pour me laisser un mail, hangtime@grenouille888.org. N'oubliez pas, pour lire des bonnes choses, World Sound est déjà dans les kiosques. On vous souhaite une bonne semaine à tous. Big up à Seb, derrière sa vitre, derrière moi. C'était Mars Blackmon avec vous dans Hang Time. À la semaine prochaine.
It was easy to cover Mars Blackmon.
No money is me.
Who?
Me. From back in the day.
Mars?
Yeah. Is this really it?
You know the time?
Want to quit?
Is it true?
Yes, Mars.
You sure?
Yes, Mars.
Really? Truly?
Cross your heart, hope to die, and stick a needle in your eye?
Yes, Mars.
So long.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
For good.
Again?
Goodbye, Mars.